You're listening to All Things Considered on WVTF Radio IQ. I'm Beverly Amsler. By day, Chuck Leinberger is a spokesman for Roanoke County Schools, and by night, he's the writer of the Disney Daddy blog. What is Disney Daddy, and how'd you get started with it?
Well, Disney Daddy is a fan blog that I started back in 2008. I had been a Disney fan for many years, and in 2007, I took my family to Walt Disney World. It was their first, especially the kids, their first chance to go to Walt Disney World, and we all just completely fell in love with the place. It really kind of became our home away from home. And I felt like I had a lot that I wanted to share about my experiences and my passion for Disney and the Disney parks. And so literally one night in September of 08, I said, you know what, I want to make a blog. 30 seconds later, I had a blog, and you know, I haven't looked back since.
What kind of tips do you give people?
All sorts of tips about how to best maximize their time in the parks, from tips about planning to ways to experience some of the hidden gems of the parks. There's so many hidden details at Walt Disney World and Disneyland that so many people will just zip right by because they want to rush from this attraction to this attraction over here. And they miss really all the good stuff. And so I try and help illuminate the good stuff that's out there. And at the same time, try and help them save time and do a few things that they can do to try and maximize their time so that they get the best benefit out of a few days at the parks.
How many readers do you have?
Oh, gosh. Thousands. I've had comments from folks all around the world who have read the blog. I've also been affiliated with the WDW Radio podcast. That's an internationally known Disney fan podcast, and I've been a guest on that podcast for, oh gosh, probably a dozen times there, and I've heard people hearing, commenting on those segments. You know, I enjoy it. It's not really, about who reads it as much as, helping people. If one person has a better time at Walt Disney World because of my blog, hey, that's worth it for me.
Who's your favorite Disney character?
Well, you got to go with the mouse, of course. I mean, Mickey Mouse is the man or the mouse. It's a dual meaning for me because actually my wife's name is Mickey, and yes, it's spelled M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Chuck, did you find when you were there that there was something, gosh, you wish you had a blog that would have told you something that you needed to know when you were there?
Oh, without a doubt. I've been to Walt Disney World many, many times now. And over the years, I've started to kind of see some recurring themes. And so these are the tips that I give out most often. And first and foremost is be early. That means plan early, start the process early, but also each day, decide where you want to go. Say you want to be at the Magic Kingdom. Be there early. I mean, be there before the park actually opens. You'll get a few hours where there aren't as many people there. Even in the peak of summer, even during the busiest times of the year, you'll get a couple of hours where the crowds are lesser and you can get things in that you want to get in and that you prioritize what you want to do. The second tip I give a lot of times is to be flexible because crowds may change. Attractions that you want to go and experience may not be open for whatever reason. Sometimes they're in refurb or, sometimes they just aren't operating that day. I mean, they are mechanical pieces of equipment and sometimes things break down, and that might be up later on in the day. That happens. Be flexible, so that, if you can't get on Space Mountain first thing in the morning, your whole day isn't ruined. Be flexible. Move on to something else, and you might be able to pick it back up in the trip. And third and foremost, and this is something that I really, really encourage everybody to remember, you're on vacation. Have fun. This is not a military-style operation, even though it might require some planning where you would think that you're invading Walt Disney World. You're not. You're on vacation. Have fun. Wing it sometimes. Just go out there and enjoy. Slow down and look around and enjoy what you see.
Did you go to Disney World or Disneyland as a child?
I went in around 1976 and then again around 1983 when Epcot first opened. And then I did not go back actually until the 2007 trip that I went with my family. And I remember it very, very vividly. We had first gone that day to Disney MGM Studios for what was called Star Wars Weekends. And it's still going on. It happens in May. And we took my the family down, and my younger son, of course, practically exploded at the sight of a stormtrooper, his very first stormtrooper, and so he was over the moon. But later in the day, we hopped over to Epcot, and I can remember coming around a corner because Spaceship Earth, which is the large ball space that's there in the center of the park. I can remember coming around a corner and laying eyes on Spaceship Earth, and it was as if I had met a long-lost friend, that I had run into somebody that I'd not literally seen for years and years and years. And I remember saying to myself, I'm home, that this really is our home away from home. People ask me all the time, they look and they go, you're going to Disney again? Really? Well, I generally respond this way. Do you go to the beach every year? Disney is our beach. And so we go, and that's what we enjoy to do. And we have a lot of fun.
Sounds like it's your passion. You know, you dabbled in it a little bit as a child, and then it really just exploded as an adult when you're showing your children.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, my kids are all big Disney fans, and they've learned it and they've earned it that way. You know, I don't think it was something we necessarily pushed on them. Several times we have asked them over the years, okay, guys, it's summertime. You know, where do you want to go? I mean, I know we always go to Disney, but where do you want to go? And invariably, what do they say? They want to go to the parks. They want to go to Disney. They just, a couple of weeks ago, got to experience Disneyland for the first time. And it was wild watching them re-experience something for the first time. You know, they have been to Walt Disney World many, many, many times. But now to go see Disneyland, where it all started, and to kind of go, well, you know, it's familiar, but it's not at the same time. And having new experiences. And it was so much fun to see them see something new for the first time.
Tell me what's happening on Friday, June 13th, the Mouska Meets. What is that?
Mouska Meets is a Disney fan event that we're going to have at the Holiday Inn Valley View on Friday the 13th. And since it's Friday the 13th, we're going to talk about Haunted Mansion, Tower of Terror, some of the spookier things about Walt Disney World and Disneyland. We're very fortunate that Lou Mangiello is coming up. He's a noted Disney author and expert. He's going to be coming up from Orlando and will be speaking all day at Mouska Meets on Friday the 13th. There are two sessions. There's a day session that costs about $30 and lunch is included and includes a little bit of a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Then the bigger event is the dinner event, and that runs about $60. Again, dinner obviously included, and you know, includes a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so, you know, we want Disney fans, whether you're a casual Disney fan or diehard, doesn't really matter, come on down to Mouska Meets and, you know, share passion for Disney. At the same time, help raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation to see if we can help send some seriously ill kids to Walt Disney World, because they're the ones that really need some magic.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Absolutely.
That's Chuck Leinberger, author of the Disney Daddy blog.